So, I mean, the first part of it's to remove the paint that's already existing.
Bulk of it is done with a needle gun. The reason is a needle gun, it's not hard on the... with the sandblast and whatever, we get little pockets in the casting when it was cast.
Yep.
And it makes me open the pockets up.
Right.
There's a chance of doing damage to the wrought iron, wrought iron underneath. You'll see them in the, there's quite a few of those ones down there up top.
Right.
Quite a few of them. Whereas the gun, you can adjust the pressure. When you see one, you ease back on it. It won't punch a hole through.
Right.
Whereas with a heavy sandblast, the sand, it's through before you even know it's there.
Mm.
So that's the reason, that's the reason that we're using the needle gun. Plus the fact is you can get up into the cracks. It's important to get 99% of the paint off, the old paint off. Little pieces on the surface as such are not so important, just a small bit, but because they're latched on there and I'll bind in with the other coating on top. But we're going to use a used pitch and kerosene as the final finish on it, which was always used.
What colour does that end up being?
It will be a very dark grey, almost a black, but it will have a slight shine, shimmer to it.
Yep.
When it's on, it goes on as in one coat, thin down one coat, it's on, let dry, it'll dry in 5 or 6 hours. Then there's another coat supplied, and then it's buffed. Buffed with a piece of Hessian's the best.
Alright.
It's a bit coarse.
Yep.
It'll actually give it a shine, just a shimmer on it, and it will look, it just gives that nice, subtle, dark finish. It's not paint, it's not gloss, it's not matte, it's...
somewhere in between.
Looks different.
Yeah.
Because it's the authentic finish on them.
And that's part of the heritage
and
that
that's
we have
part,
to do.
Oh, yes.
Just go back
yes,
to...
Yes,
what
it back was to one of the original paints. We could get away. I've been through the all the paints. I know what they like. They at times I'll let you use enamels, epoxy, but they came a bit later than what these were originally. The enamels.
On the posts.
On the posts and whatever. But of course, once you paint, the beauty about keeping them that colour and original, it's low carbon steel. It's cast iron, and it's mainly only surface rust. It doesn't, for a post that's been here that long, steel would be really, really rusted out. And as you can see, it's just surface rust on there.
Right.
Low carbon steel, it takes a long, long, long time to rust.
Right, okay. So we're
and
actually
the beauty
seeing
of
very little bit of rust on it.
Yes.
It's not much at all.
And the beauty of not painting, locking it in, that finish will actually let it breathe. The moisture's not locked in behind the paint, so any rust that does appear, it's not locked in and will blow the paint. That's what happens there. It's just, well, it's like a cancer. It gets in and just blows the paint.
Yep.
It's like the old
existing white at the moment.
Yes, yep. That's it's like the plinth down here. That being lime wash,
and
once that's off, to let the water in,
yep,
and let the water out, so it'll breathe.
Right. Okay. And what's the stonework? What are we looking at? What's it?
Well,
is it a sandstone?
No, I thought it was sandstone underneath, but I'm almost positive that it's stone underneath, but it's a very good job, but it's a stone render on top.
Right.
Which was people have lost the art of doing, of bringing up a render like that nowadays. It's a stiff, it's a lime mortar on there, basically sharp sand and yellow sharp sand and lime, and it's finished off as such, screeded off and finished as such. I did think that it was a stone down there, but thinking about it last night, about that piece of drum in it, it's drummy through. And the reason it's drumming through is where the stone is joined underneath. and we've actually got a full cap. I'm almost positive that that is the stone too long. Too long. It's a very good colour. They've made an excellent job of it.
Yep.
Whoever done initially.
Yep.
An excellent job. But that was the craft years ago.
Right. And something we noticed yesterday was the half has got this stone bedding underneath it, and it's nicely finished off. And the other half we found to be of concrete. And then we sort of walked across the road and we found a few things out. What was that?
Yes, well, the gates, initially, they went straight across the opening. They didn't turn back into where they are now. There were no wings on them. They were straight across the opening. And there has been a plinth of some sort, but whether they were the columns are original, and this is a bit of a conundrum. The columns are original, but it's been altered over the years. As you can see, there's a piece of stone, there's a piece of concrete footing down there. The actual plinths here are sitting on concrete through there, so it would have come both sides, and they would have been two smaller gates. Or don't know quite what profile they were, but the entrance went straight across.
So the original gates would probably be around about 2 metres
yes,
long, or two
yes,
and a half
about
metres?
2.5 metres long, about the width of a carriageway, the old carriageway down there, which was around about 8 foot, 8 to 9 foot wide.
So these have been changed later for...
These have been changed. I'd say these are... The wings in there, I would say it looks like the 50s of when the wings were added on down here, the concrete wings, and they couldn't render them up the same as the ones here. They were done earlier, but they've boxed them up in concrete, and of course money being short and whatever, I suppose they've just left it as that.
With the concrete.
Yes, raw, and it ended up getting painted. But they may have had intentions of capping off similar to that on top.
Nice beveled edge we've got.
Yeah.
And there's a slight bevel on the concrete.
But it's too wide. It wouldn't match up to this one. Things were done like that in those days. Money was short, and you know, and things were
had to be done to a budget. Yeah,
exactly.
All right.
The interesting thing, though, is if you look hard enough here, that when they had these redone,
so that's the top bar on
the top bar and the fence on this area coming back on the wing. Is about 60 mil lower than the one on the face.
Ah, right, yes. Yeah. It's not until you get really close and start working it that you start to notice it. It's also a bit of a lighter steel too.
It is a lighter steel. This has been done. This is that steel. The flats aren't original. They aren't original flats in there.
Right.
As you can see here, that piece of pipe in there, that's galvanised. It's a galvanised pipe there.
Okay, so you're seeing different dates of stuff.
So you're seeing
out.
Different dates, yeah. Which is all good, you know. Yeah. It's
it tells
it's,
a history
it
in
tells,
itself.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
The history of it. See I don't quite know what's happened in the centre there, centre column on the small columns. There seems to be. Somebody's tried to add something to it in there at some stage. It wasn't done when it was cast. You can see where they've added it on. There's a good example down the other end. They've tried to weld it, but being cast iron, you have to use a very low carbon welding rod, and it's very difficult to weld.
There's some centrepieces that seem
but
to be
they've
put
done,
in there. Yeah.
Yes.
But they look a little bit unusual because they don't seem to be fitting in with it, but we don't know why they were there unless they were some sort of pre-existing base for one of the gates.
Yes, a feature or something on the original fence. The
Maybe some photos, some history, historic photos might tell us what's going on there.
But it's all good. It's all good because it tells a history in itself. Yeah. You know, you've got early columns. Later on, you've got restoration work as such, which wasn't quite as we do it today, but it's there. This isn't. You can see where the rails are on here now. That they've been added at a last century sometime because of the nuts. You can tell by the nuts and the steel in them and everything else. And this is very light.
So that's the top bar.
Had that have been original, the top bar. Whereas the posts, the gates, look, the gates original.
Yeah.
Both the gates are original.
They are huge metal structures.
And they're
really
huge,
aren't they?
Metal structures. Yeah. They really are. And the weight in them.
Yeah.
Gee, the weight in them. Oh, crikey, that'd be, there'd be 100 kilos in that.
Yeah.
Really, really would.
And we can see, this, again, is that just so surface? Do you think that'll recover all right?
That will recover well.
Yeah.
The other one, the other gate on the bottom side, that's been taken back, and it's in a really, really good state. It really is.
Right.
The longer we leave the paint on here, the more damage happens because the rust gets in underneath and it starts to eat out. But this is interesting, old lock on here. I didn't realise until we took the other one back. That must have had a locking system on it here at one stage because we've still got the big slotted screws here and there and there. It looks like a lock. The face of a lock. I can't see an indication on the other side where it was, but it was definitely a lock. If you look on the other one, you can see that it's a locking system. This is original.
Just the latch.
The latch is original.
Yeah.
The whole lot. But they've had a locking system on there of some sort.
Yeah.
Again, which would be interesting to
lock
find
it up
out
during the night.
That's right. That's
and
right.
It's been quite interesting. Some of the people that have actually come past, because one of those was the said that one of her relatives somewhere along the line was the original blacksmith that actually put it together.
Yes.
Yeah, we've had quite a bit of communication from a lot of the public that we've learned here that in the last 2 days.
No, that's great. That's great. It is.
And we've even had some spikes or uprights in the fence make their way back today.
Yes, very good, very good, very good. I think we're only about four short now.
So that's a job for the blacksmith to finish that off.
Yes.
No, that's good. It's done. What sort of time do you think? How long we've sort of that's 2 days' work into it now.
Well, we were hoping we need another two good days.
Yep.
And then perhaps half a day. I'll come back for half a day and make sure things are tidied up and done, whatever. The plinths and the stone will be lime washed.
Yeah.
So originally lime washed, so I may have to come back when the blacksmith is back.
Yep.
To do these, to make sure that, and give them another coat of wash in case there's any damage to them or whatever, until it takes a while to set the lime wash to really go off hard. It's a slow process. It takes about 3 weeks to really harden off hard. So,
right.
But you can patch it up. You can repair it, patch it up, and it's fine. It's fine.
Right. No, it's looking fantastic.
Good.
It really is.
Good.
Thank you very much, Rod.
Very good.